Good Tuesday. Today is July the 2nd, and you're listening to My Farm. I'm going to visit today with Stephanie Bowser. She is a farmer from Allen County, also the chairwoman of the Small Grains Marketing Program. We're going to talk about what went on at a recent Small Grains Field Day, some of the research that was demonstrated, and the important work the marketing program is doing for all Ohio farmers. We'll have the details after this.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
I'm visiting today with Stephanie Bowser. She and her husband Ben farm in Allen County, and Stephanie is currently the chair of the Small Grains Marketing Program, or more commonly known as the Small Grains Checkoff. Let's talk a little bit about the marketing program, or as we said, other people refer to it as the checkoff. Sort of what is the purpose of those dollars that are gathered?
So the purpose of those dollars is essentially to all of us farmers pay in the checkoff and to collectively use those dollars to the best of our ability to fund projects such as research, such as education, such as market development, and collectively benefit all of us as farmers back at the farm gate too.
So two of those coming together with this field day, both the research and the education, is it's an opportunity for farmers in the area to see the research that's going on and learn a little bit more. Maybe talk about some of the projects that folks saw today here that are being funded by the checkoff.
Yeah, so I think some of the projects that we heard about here today have been, you know, seeding rates and combining the seeding rates together with different planting dates, you know, comparing last year's harvest where we collectively probably were just a little bit later on getting soybeans off and getting wheat planted. There's always the questions that come up on, well, should I plant wheat? Shouldn't I? What rate should I plant? And then also input, spring input studies, nitrogen studies, as far as, you know, much like this year too, where it was wet, maybe not as much of an opportunity to what you would typically consider timely applying nitrogen. And so it's to have that education and the research to be able to make those decisions on our own farms and be the best, the most productive that we can be.
Sure. Well, it's nice it's such at a practical level that it can be taken back and implemented next year or next growing season, things that you can learn today and then turn around and use. Well, another side of the checkoff then, the market development component. Maybe talk a little bit about some of the exciting things going on in that arena.
So from the checkoff side in the market development program, I think you would probably obviously see is our partnership and our teamwork with working with U.S. Wheat Associates. Specifically here in Ohio in the last year, we have had some foreign buyers coming into Ohio and actually going out to growers' farm fields. Those buyers are from Colombia, China, Mexico. You're seeing those foreign missions coming to Ohio as in turn opportunities for export purchases and exporting small grains.
Well, that's about as tangible as it gets to actually be bringing the buyers to Ohio farmers' farms themselves and having those conversations and being able to see firsthand the quality of that product that they're interested in and the reliability of the supply. So great stuff going on. Good work by the Ohio Small Grains Marketing Program. Again, my guest today, Stephanie Bowser. She's the chairwoman of the Small Grains Marketing Program. Stephanie, thanks for all you do and keep up the good work.
Thank you for having me, Dusty.
Stay tuned. We'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, Joe. We're going to change directions now as the Ag Secretary recently provided an update on efforts to expand food and farm exports before the President's Export Council. USDA's Rod Bain and Secretary Tom Vilsack tell us more.
Reports from the recently held first Presidential Export Council meeting in 2024 included one not on the agenda.
I decided to come today knowing that ag wasn't on the agenda, but to give you a rundown of the work that we've done in light of the recommendations that you all made in November of last year.
Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack reminded the council of four recommendations within the food and agricultural space to boost farm and food exports. First,
you ask us to better engage and have a more robust trade agenda. It was an opportunity for us to see expanded access to a variety of markets, from potato access in Mexico that had been closed for 15 years, to poultry access in Egypt, which had been closed for 30 years, to tariff reductions in India among many of our specialty crops.
Next,
you ask us to increase collaboration and diversify our efforts in trade.
That led to formation of the Regional Agricultural Promotion Program and recent project funding.
We also carved out $29 million specifically for Africa. 30 organizations will be working in Africa for us to expand opportunities there. And we also created a specialty crop initiative to try to break down barriers to our specialty crops.
The council also asked for enforcement of existing trade agreements.
We are asking Mexico to reverse the presidential decree in terms of biotechnology. We have been very forceful, both in our rhetoric and our record, in asking for that decree to be struck down and to open up access to GMO corn products in Mexico.
The final ask involves U.S. leadership in global sustainability and climate mitigation efforts.
I'm extraordinarily proud of the work we've done in concert with the United Arab Emirates in establishing the Aim for Climate Initiative, which is really focused on spurring innovation in the food and agricultural sector with sustainable practices. We started with a modest goal of $4 billion of investment. We're now at $17 billion of investment. Over 70 innovations sprints have been identified. Over 600 partners in 52 countries are now part of that international effort.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Thanks, Rod. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.